Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening once again to The Hour of the Time, and I'm still William Cooper. Much to the chagrin of all of those who just can't stand to hear my voice over the airwaves, cutting through the lies and the bullshit and the crap, bringing out the truth. Something's happening with this Sandra Levy Congressman Condit affair that must be now discussed. And that's going to be the subject of tonight's conversation. And I don't see how any of you have missed what's going on, because it is the number one subject of every news station, every talk show, every piece of commentary, every front page, every website in the nation. And around the world. It's the number one topic of conversation in Great Britain. Can you imagine that? Out of all the missing persons in this country, I am sure there are probably 100,000 people more worthy of discussion than Sandra Levy. And I'm not trying to insult Sandra Levy or her family at all. But my statement, the statement I just made, is true. For instance, there's two children missing from the same family. Nobody's discussing it. Nobody. Two children from the same family. Can you imagine the heartbreak? If the nation is concentrating on Sandra Levy. Who the hell is Sandra Levy? Now, the children that are missing are very, very young children. They couldn't decide to change their name and move to another state and punish Congressman Condit for seducing them and jumping into bed with them and promising them all kinds of things and then, you know, throwing them out one day. These are two little children. Truly innocent. They didn't wander off and establish a new life somewhere. They're not hiding somewhere. They're not reveling in the news stories that are bringing down Congressman Condit. And if there's a chance that Sandra Levy is dead, there's much more of a chance that those two young children are dead. Much, much more of a chance. Because they can't survive on their own. So if they're not dead, somebody's got them. Those two little children. Using them for something, I know not what. But nobody is talking about those two little children. And I'm not going to tell you who they are. I'm going to make you go out and hunt for the story as your punishment for being so gullible as to be gobbled up at all this Sandra Levy, Congressman Condit crap. I'm disgusted, and I'm going to tell you why in just a couple of minutes. It's an attack upon the Constitution, and the press is leading the attack, and the Washington, D.C. police have fallen into the trap and are now not conducting their own investigation. They are following the suggestions and the lead of the press. Like the sheep that they are.
Torture. Give me that
To the hour of the time, I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, according to President William Jefferson Clinton, in a White House memo read on the air by Rush Limbaugh in his attempt to escape persecution of radio talk show hosts after the Oklahoma City bombing. The fat coward couldn't see through it because he was only sitting on half his brain. And who knows where the other half was. And I'm going to talk about this Congressman Levy thing and what it means for all of us. What's happening here? I'm going to open the phones right now, and the first thing I want to know is, what's the crime? 520-333-4570. What is the crime? What's the crime? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Wayne from North Carolina. Now, listen, my gut feeling about this whole thing is that, and this is just my gut feeling,
it stinks, doesn't it?
Well, it stinks, but my feeling is that Gary Condit may be.
Wait! You're getting way ahead of everything. What's the crime?
No crime yet.
Oh wow! How about that? So, what's this all about?
My feeling
What's it all about?
Well, here's what I think it's all about. I think Gary Condit was just unfortunate enough to have been playing around with this girl during a time when she was probably abducted and murdered by somebody else.
Well, wait a minute. You're jumping way ahead. What are you talking about, abducted and murdered?
I don't have any evidence.
Then why are you even talking about it? This is America. This ain't the Soviet Union.
You can't
pull a crime out of your hat. In this country, you got to have a crime.
You're exactly right.
But you fell for the media bullshit. You just pulled a crime out of your hat because of the suggestion of the media.
Well, I didn't really fall.
You did too! Don't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
don't wishy-washy with me.
Yeah,
you know damn well you did.
I fell for it.
You fell for it. Okay, thank you for being honest. Gee, I really appreciate that, because most people, you know, would deny it from now till forever, and that's the truth. You fell for it. Most people have.
Because everybody gets sucked into the big tabloid story, you know.
But why? This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We don't invent crimes in this country.
It's media driven.
Absolutely. And who controls the media?
The left, the socialists.
The Marxist, socialist, communists who want to destroy what?
The national sovereignty of all nations.
And what? What do they specifically want to destroy?
They want to destroy the United States of America.
And what is the United States of America?
The last free place on the planet.
No. What is the United States of America? Where can it be found?
Where can it be found? Well, Bill, you're stumping me here, and I'm trying to figure out where you're leading me.
Well, I'm not leading you anywhere. I just asked you a simple question. Where is the United States of America defined? Where is it?
In the Constitution.
All right. So what is it they really want to destroy?
They want to get rid of the Constitution.
You're damn right, and that's where all this is going. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
520-333-4578. Where's the crime? Hello? Where's the crime? Somebody call me up and tell me, where's the crime? Where's the crime? Out of all the people who disappear in this country every day that have legitimate criminal activity connected with their disappearance, where's the crime in this case? Where is this going? What's happening here? Hello? Nobody's calling. 520-333-4578. Hello? Are you paying attention to what's going on? Where is this leading us? Have you been paying attention to the developments over the last 24 hours? That's not even talking about what's been going on for the last few weeks. in this case, but the last 24 hours have been extremely revealing. How many of you caught on to that? How many of you have seen what I have seen and can verbalize it, can articulate what's happening right now? Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, Carmine from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
I don't know what the crime is, but I'll tell you something I sort of heard that very disturbing on the news tonight. They said that he agreed to have his apartment searched without a search warrant. They said this at least two or three times.
Yeah, why?
Thought police. I don't know.
But why do they want to search his apartment?
I have no idea. They haven't come to service yet.
How can the police ask to search somebody's apartment for a crime that they don't even know exists?
Well, it sounds like they're circumventing the whole judicial system.
Not only the whole judicial system, but mainly it's a stab at the heart of what?
The Constitution.
Absolutely. And they're getting the sheeple to what?
Accept it.
Not accept it. Cry out for it. They're getting them to cry out for it.
Yeah.
She works for him. He was having an affair with her. He must have killed her. Search his apartment. You have to search his. If he doesn't allow his apartment to be searched, then we know he's guilty. But guilty of what?
Imagine if they had the same. Imagine if they had the same conviction when Clinton was in office with all the scandals he pulled.
That's true, but also go back and look at the history of Soviet justice in the Soviet Union, and you will see a direct connection and an absolute parallel with what's happening here. First, the criminal or the accused, whether they could prove a crime or not, was convicted in Pravda, which is the Soviet publication. Pravda means truth. It was the propaganda rag of the Soviet Union. He was tried in public opinion, or she. Then there was a show trial where no evidence was ever really presented, but because of the public sentiment against the accused, sparked and promoted by Pravda, they were found guilty, taken to some little cubicle somewhere, and one bullet was put in the back of their head.
Do you see any parallels between this and the Hague?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
where it's all going. Yeah. And none of them have any jurisdiction. What the hell's going on here? Where's the crime? Why would they want to search Congressman Condit's apartment if they can't even prove there's a crime has been convicted, been committed?
Well, there's a thing called a warrant. I don't know why he even agreed to this.
Well, he's bowing to public opinion because he's an elected official, and he doesn't want to be not elected in the next election, so he has to go along with public opinion. He cannot do what I would do and tell them, up yours, asshole. You ain't coming in my door without a warrant.
Does he have a law degree?
I have no idea. Doesn't matter.
I mean, but you would think he would know our the Constitution.
It doesn't matter.
He's
a public official who is elected. He has to play to public opinion.
It's all the image game.
And that's why they're using him.
It's all image.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
What else happened today, folks, besides demanding that he allow his apartment to be searched without a warrant? What else happened? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is David calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, David.
I'm going to try to stab at your answer. A volunteer to take a lie detector test.
Yeah, and now, you know, see, that wasn't his idea. It wasn't the police's idea. It was first articulated by the family. Then, Congressman Condit, being a public person subject to the will of his constituency in election year, said that if he was asked to take a lie detector test, that he would certainly do so. But
well,
not
he's a traitor.
But not until. And his lawyer said that, he wasn't going to consent to take a lie detector test unless he was asked by the police, and then they would make arrangements with the police and decide what they were going to do. And now the police came out today and demanded that he take a lie detector test. Why?
Without a warrant.
Without a warrant? What the hell? Where's the crime?
No, yeah.
Why should you take a lie detector test when nobody can even come up with a crime that's been committed?
Bill, you're way ahead of us. And we need the sheeple need to be instructed because we are lost. And this is, if we don't hear the people crying now for this thermal, not thermal imaging, but this thing that they're doing down in Tampa with the facial imaging.
Yeah, but let's not get off the subject. Let's
okay,
talk about
right.
that some other night.
Let's all right, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. Where's the crime? And I'll tell you something else. No one should ever consent to a lie detector test, because here's the truth about a lie detector test. It's not admissible in court because people that are innocent can show to be guilty on a lie detector test, and people who are guilty can learn how to beat a lie detector test. That's why it's never admissible in court. If it's not admissible in court, why would you ever consent to take it? Good evening. You're on the air. Oh, they've already cooked one up.
And isn't it ironic that certain fluids and neckties are figuring in this little escapade?
Oh, well, what's that leading to?
I just find it ironic that there's allegedly neckties tied together under the bed as a bondage device.
Well, so what?
And
are you married?
No.
You're not?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
37. You ever had sex with anybody? All right. Do you have your own peculiar likes and dislikes as far as sex is concerned?
Sure.
And whose business is that?
Probably no one's.
Absolutely no one's. I'll tell you right now, on the air, for sure, it's nobody's business but you and your partner in the privacy of your bedroom, whether it concerns neckties, ropes, whips, chains, or whatever. It's funny that HBO has programs every single night concerned with crazy, weird sex in the real world, and no police department in this nation is interested in any of it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure, of course, now there's two or three of his gals coming forward. They'll probably come up with a dozen or so.
And what's their motive, do you suspect?
Oh, I wonder if they... Oh, I'm sure they're just...
And how come he didn't murder them?
Yeah. And
are they jealous because he didn't love them enough to murder them? Well, I'll tell you what, according to their behavior now, I know exactly why he dumped them.
Why? Because they couldn't keep their mouth shut?
No. They're totally untrustworthy.
Oh.
They're vindictive. They are backbiting. Would you want to be with somebody like that?
No.
Why are they coming out now and saying all these things? He never hurt any of them. No, and he never hurt any of them, did he?
Not that we know of.
No, and not one of them has ever accused him of hurting any of them, have they?
Right.
Oh, well, so then why would he hurt Sandra Levy?
Yeah. And they also, as a woman, I would never get involved with a married man or a man who's involved in any sort of other relationship. So they chose to get involved with a married man, and as a woman, I think that's not too cool.
That's pretty stupid, isn't it?
Isn't it? Because how could you possibly trust the guy?
Well, you can't. He's lying to his wife.
So to be honest with you, I would never do that, but they chose to.
Yeah, and they knew he was lying to his wife, so they knew that he was capable of lying to them, too.
They chose freely, and Chandra, you know, also chose to...
She chose also. She knew he was married.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they chose.
And she was the age of consent. She understood what was going on.
Exactly. So, she may not be missing at all. She may be hiding out.
I think she's watching TV laughing her ass off. Now, I could be wrong, but I'll tell you what, that certainly looks like where it might be going to me.
And ironically, I haven't even watched any TV for months until tonight, and I happened to watch World News Tonight on... And then I watched one of the tabloid TV shows. So, I mean, I got my ear full of TV tonight.
I bet you did.
And also, I happen to work in the media, and August is usually a slow news month, but I guess you could say July is, so it's just time to give something out to the sheeple.
Yep.
So that's what I think it's really about.
Yep. And, you know, people are wondering what happened to children today. Mm-hmm. What do you call the offspring of sheeple? Lambs.
Oh, lambs to the slaughter.
Yep.
So I just had to throw that in. But, yeah, it's
You're pretty good at that. Do that again. I really like that. Very good. You're better than me.
I'll send some neckties your way.
All right, thanks. I'll tie them in knots and throw them under my bed. When the FBI comes and kills me, the media will have months of speculation about what those neckties were about.
And I'm an admiration beauty.
And if you want to get in on the act, write your name on the back.
Yeah, exactly. Made with loving care. And besides, I'm an admiration beauty, so that would give the press an even better angle.
Oh, yeah. They could probably convict me of espionage.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. That's true.
Yeah. And then in a few months, they'll dig up the JonBenet and OJ stories again.
Well, that's ongoing. I mean, JonBenet is never going to end, is it? How many little girls in this country have been murdered? Many, many in much more torturous manner and worse conditions and were much more worthy of attention than the JonBenet Ramsey thing, and nobody ever talks about them.
Well,
it makes my heart ache. Well, I wouldn't go that far, because there's a lot of other young children in those same pageants, and they're not killed. They're not dead.
I think it hurt her spirit to have to do that.
Well, we can't make those kind of judgments because we don't know.
Right.
She seemed like a very happy, well-adjusted young lady to me. I imagine that all the practice and training and rehearsal for those pageants was probably torture for a young child, because their attention span is lacking, to say the least.
Yeah.
But other than that, tens of thousands of other children are going through those pageants every day, and they don't turn up dead.
Yeah, and too, it's just a waste of time and money, but I don't want to give that.
Well, you got that right. You absolutely got that right.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll give the Chandra Levy story about 6 more weeks, and then they'll bring back either JonBenet or OJ.
Well, JonBenet is going to go away probably forever. You know, it'd be like the Lindbergh baby.
Yeah. Interesting point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let someone else get a chance. Talk to you soon.
I love your little bleep there. Thanks for calling. Boy, she does that sheep noise better than anybody I've ever heard. She does it better than me, that's for sure. And now I'm going to be self-conscious, you know, in the future when I do it. 520-333-4457. What else happened today? What else happened today in the Condit-Levy affair that is detrimental to all of us? What happened? What are they asking for besides searching his apartment? Lie detector test. What else? Hey, you better be paying attention, because I'm telling you right now, your rights are flying out the window on a jet plane, man. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. Excuse me. This is Angie.
Hi.
They want also a sample of his DNA.
Oh, they want a sample of his... Do they have a body of a girl who scratched somebody's back or face or arm and has samples of tissue under her fingernails?
It was amazing to me why in this world they needed his DNA, since they don't have a body.
They don't have a body. They don't have a crime. They don't have a sample of sperm or tissue under fingernails or hair or anything. I mean, what's going on here? Now they're demanding he give up a DNA sample? For what?
I understand that they want all of us to get the DNA sample to have, along with our driver's license.
Well, they can have my DNA sample, you know, when they get all my bullets.
Right. Okay.
You know?
And I wonder if all of this...
This is a nation of pussies. I mean, they're willing to give up everything for nothing on the say-so of nobody. For nothing.
Absolutely right.
I can't imagine.
And how much press has been given to the UN with the gun control issues right now, or the pictures of other countries burning their small arms.
Yeah, that's rampant. But we know who controls the press.
Oh, yes.
Marxists, socialists, and communists. And
yes,
they're bent upon destroying this country, destroying the Constitution, and bringing about world totalitarian socialist government, which ultimately will lead into world communism.
Well, I think it's almost here now for sure.
Well, you know, I'm just waiting for the war to start.
Well.
I'm just waiting for the moral high ground. And, you know, I think we really have it. It's just that people don't recognize it. And the whole country has to recognize it before we can take advantage of it. But I really do believe we already have it.
Well, they got to get their hands out of the sand first. Their heads out of the sand, rather.
Well, their heads aren't in the sand, my dear. Their heads are up their ass.
Oh, what could be?
And that's the truth.
Enjoy your show so much.
Yeah, I think it's the only thing preventing them from understanding where their head really is shallow breathing.
Pardon?
I said the only thing preventing them from understanding where their heads really are is shallow breathing.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You have a good evening.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
520-333-4578. So here we have no crime, no body, no nothing whatsoever, except a girl who has gone somewhere. She could be, have just, you know, said, I'm going to get even with this guy. I'm going to disappear, and they're going to think I'm dead, and they're going to just rake him over the coals, and he'll never get elected again. Or she could have been the victim of some other affair that she might have been having, because she was engaged in an illicit affair already involving deception. And she was a part of the deception, which means she was as much of a liar as he was. And she may have gotten in trouble. Who knows what this girl was involved in? She may have been murdered by somebody who had nothing to do with Congressman Condit. There's an outside chance that maybe Congressman Condit did, you know, murder her. I don't know. But nobody else knows either, and there's no crime. They want to search his apartment without a warrant. They want him to subject himself to a lie detector test for no crime. And they want him to furnish DNA samples for what? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Cooper, I just wanted to ask you, do you think that by using the public, by getting the public to agree, by them speaking it out of their own mouth, permitting officers to go into his home and search his home without a without a permit, isn't that what they're after?
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what they're after.
That's exactly what they're after, because the public is condoning the destruction of their own country.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what I was sitting here telling my husband. Wait a minute. You kept saying, well, what is it that they are, what is the crime?
Yeah.
Well, the crime is the people. We, the people, are allowing these people to take the Constitution right out of our own hands.
Well, that's certainly a crime that's happening. It's treason, and treason is the highest crime that can happen in any country, and you're absolutely correct.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I have to admit, I'm a real dummy when it comes to all this kind of stuff. But, I sit there and I listen to you.
Sounds to me like you're pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, that's the part of the Constitution that I perceive that they are after. Is they want to be able to come into your home and you know how we can stand at our door and say, well, you got a search warrant? They want it so that they don't have to have a search warrant.
Here's the foundation of the law. The foundation of the law says you have no rights unless you are willing to defend them unto death.
Uh-huh.
If you are not willing to do that, you do not possess any rights.
Uh-huh.
You possess nothing. You possess no freedom. You possess nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can convince you, anything that they do. That's
right.
The foundation of the common law. It always has been. You must, in order to have rights, in order to be protected in the law, you must stand up, you must claim your rights, and you must defend your rights even unto death.
Right. If you want to keep them, you don't stand around giving them away.
That's absolutely correct.
You know what I'm saying? You don't holler, I got my rights in one hand, and you be a dummy and give it away in the other.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, I'm learning.
But see, most people don't even know they have rights. Okay. They don't know that their rights are protected by the Constitution.
Well, I have to be honest.
They don't know anything about it. They don't know what their country is. They never read the
Constitution.
Nothing, period. Zero. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Smart lady. 520-333-4578 is the number. Be right back after this short pause. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, and now you know why. Once again. I play his music because he's a socialist. He talks about, you know, you hear it. If you understand the lyrics to his songs, you can see it all coming. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Good evening. This is Terry from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I just heard some idiot on the radio on a show prior to yours calling for his resignation.
For what?
I don't know.
For why? Why do they
that's
want him to resign? What did he do?
That's what I said. I said, what is going on here?
And I'll bet you the guy that called for his resignation has had an affair with somebody that he worked with or worked for him at some time in the past.
Wouldn't surprise me.
How much you want to bet?
I wouldn't believe.
And I bet you he doesn't know where she is right now either.
Well, how about this?
And what's different between him and representing Condit?
Exactly. How about this one? I thought the last time I looked, if they had a search warrant, they have to name what they're looking for. What are they looking for?
They have to name the exact place. That means the address, the exact room, the exact drawer, and the exact thing they're looking for according to the Constitution.
That's exactly what I said, too.
Yep. That's the truth.
Completely insane. You hit the nail on the head, though.
It's absolutely insane.
It's all about destroying the Constitution.
Yep.
When are our people going to wake up?
Yeah. Let me tell you. You know, I memorized the Constitution years ago, and this is Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Absolutely.
Now, I believe that that's 100% correct. If I left out a word or something, somebody please call and let me know.
I don't think you left the thing out.
So there it is. So why do they want to search his apartment? Where's the crime? What are they looking for? You can't go on fishing expeditions in the law in this country.
No, unless you're the IRS.
You can't even do it with the IRS. That's totally unconstitutional and unlawful, and that's why I told them to stick it.
That's right. But our people allow them to go on fishing expeditions.
That's
all the
because
time.
They're stupid sheeple, and they want to know what's happened to their children. They've been raised by sheeple and thus have become lambs.
Well, already the media is all...
I'm a tiger, and my children are tigers. And you let a sheeple get within 2 miles of here, and I'll eat them. I'll eat them.
I hate the media, and I hate the public opinion. It's like, he's already guilty of something because they said he was.
But that's you got it. They said he was. Who said he was?
He must be guilty of something.
They're preparing the American public for the Soviet system of justice in the New World Order, where you're tried first and convicted in the press. Therefore, you have the consensus of the public opinion behind you when you put on a show trial, convict them, and sentence them to death. No one will protest.
You're right. That's exactly what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, Bill, let me tell you something. I've been listening to your show for about 8 years now, and I lost you there for a while, but I found you back. And all I can say is God bless you.
Well, thank you. And God bless you, too.
Good night.
Good night. 520-333-4578. I just love it when somebody says God bless you because I need it so much. You have no idea. I'm just one person like the rest of you. I am not up elevated anywhere. I'm not an elitist. I'm not any better than anybody. I just have decided I'm not going to be stupid anymore. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Yeah, what I believe is happening, what we're witnessing as people, I believe that we, the people of the United States, who have allowed the constitutional form of government to slide away from us and have embraced the ideas of democracy that have been presented to us by the socialist forces, are actually seeing the natural progression of that democracy, which goes into mobocracy, and we are allowing
which always disintegrates into socialism.
Correct. And we are actually seeing mob accuracy in action.
Yeah.
And what the mob is crying for with lead from the press is the dissolution of the writ of habeas corpus.
No, the mob is not crying for anything. The mob is reacting emotionally to a spun set of facts presented to them that are not facts at all. And they are not thinking, they have no sense of cognitive reasoning, they don't know what that's all about. They allow themselves to be led emotionally into giving up everything that they value the most, and they'll never know it happened until it's too late.
Right, and the opposite of emotional thought is intelligent thought.
Intelligent reasoning.
Have a good day, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you for your call.
Bye.
520-333-4578. He's right. He's right. It's exactly what's happening. You see it everywhere. People don't think. They react to emotions brought up by a tremendous machine that has become expert over the years at instilling the emotions that they want to bring out in people, and thus they can lead you by the nose, or by the ear, or by the crotch if they want to. They can lead you any way they want to. Anywhere they want to. Because most people are ignorant. And almost as many are stupid. And instead of using their reasoning, they respond today to emotion. 520-333-4578 is the number. Are you surprised at what you've heard on this broadcast tonight? Were you able to put two and two together? Could you see it? I saw it instantly. What the hell? There's no crime. There's no nothing. And for weeks we've been subjected to nothing but Sandra Levy and Congressman Condon. And then today, it hit the fan. Search with no warrant. Search with no warrant. Submission to a lie detector test with no crime. No reason. They don't even know what questions to ask. How can you know what questions to ask if there's no crime committed? And why should he submit if there's no crime committed? Why would he take a chance on a process that is not even allowed as evidence in a court because it is so faulty that innocent people can be made to look like they're lying and guilty people can learn how to manipulate the machine so it looks like they're telling the truth. And then they want DNA samples? For what? They don't have a rape case with semen in the underwear. They don't have a dead body with flesh scrapings under the fingernails. They didn't find a body inside of a van somewhere where there was hair on the headrest in back of the driver's seat. What the hell do they want DNA for? except to convince the population that it might be a good idea in the future for all citizens to contribute samples of DNA so they can convict you at will. Because if they have samples of your DNA, all they have to do is take part of that sample of your DNA and they can grow tissue in the laboratory so they can make as much of your DNA as they want. If they have samples of your tissue, they can grow your tissue so they always have samples of your DNA so that if they want to convict you, they can put your DNA under those fingernails. You stupid sheep! You trust government? Are you stupid? In the light of the history of the world, have you lost your minds? Good evening. You're on the air.
Excellent point, Bill, about the DNA. I mean, if you're under a lie detector and you're lying, you know it. If you're lying to a judge or a cop, you know it. I don't know what my DNA looks like, to tell you the truth.
That's right.
I have no idea.
But
and I can't map my genome. They are trying to. Is that the intent? You can be proven guilty before just trial. You know, the DNA evidence proves it.
Yeah. And if they have a sample of your DNA, they can grow as much of it as they want and put it wherever they want it to be.
Exactly. And that's frightening.
It's the ultimate answer to political enemies.
I hear you. And one other thing, I called you last night about the Church of God. They do have legal representation. Actually people up in Aylmer today from California.
Don't change the subject tonight. We'll
talk thank
about
you. And thanks for exposing Leonard Cohen's lyrics.
all you do is listen to him.
I know.
He exposes himself.
And guess what?
It's like John Lennon's Imagine. That's the greatest socialist tome that I've ever heard in my life. And there's so many millions of people that absolutely love it, play it all the time, and are devoted to it. They don't understand. Every time they play that record, they're indoctrinating themselves and other people into the concepts of socialism. Same when you watch Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
The ultimate socialist indoctrination.
Thanks for your show.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. Time for you to call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Don. Mr. Cooper. Rob from Tennessee.
Hi.
Just as you said, for Mr. Cooper, thing might be, the D.C. police, when they first started on the case there, you know, they were saying the right thing about, you know, not wanting to,
they were sticking to procedure and sticking to the law. Now the press has a ring in their nose, and they're pulling on that rope attached to that ring, and the D.C. police are just following right along.
Right, just like you said, by the mob mentality. Then.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
520-333-4578 is the number. It's time for you to call, whoever you may be. And I can see you, you know. I've told you this before. You don't believe it, but it's true. I can look through this microphone, travel out over the airwaves, right into WBCQ, right up out that transmitter, over the airwaves, right into your radio, and I can see you right through your speaker grill. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Jeffrey in New Orleans.
Hi, Jeffrey.
The reason I'm calling is to tell you about the cover-up that's going on with this Chandra Levy case, and what is really being covered up is H.R. 380 called Chase Meehan. This is the Campaign Finance Reform Act that is intended to destroy the First Amendment by preventing the people who are running against congressmen or opponents from publishing the names of the congressmen or opponents' records 60 days before elections take place, and also puts limits on the Internet. The Congress is considering this right now, even as we're speaking, and it passed the Senate last April, and it's now being considered in the House. And all this business about the congressman conduct and so on is being used to cover that up.
Well, I doubt that very seriously. It's certainly leading people away from looking at anything else, which is certainly one of the goals of the whole thing. But it's not specifically designed to cover that particular thing up. Although it is doing that very well, you're right about that.
And it also is covering up the UN conference on the gun business.
No, that's being advertised everywhere.
Oh, that is okay.
Nobody has let that slip under the rug at all.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. But you're absolutely right about the Fourth Amendment being violated by all of this talk about.
It's a direct attack upon the Constitution by the press. The D.C. police have fallen into it. Congressman Condit, because he is a public figure, doesn't dare say no because he knows that his constituency will see that as the sheeple that they are, as an attempt to hide his crime, even though there is no crime, and they won't reelect him next election. So he has to pretend that he loves all this stuff.
And of course, he was one of the ones who pushed who worked for the impeachment of both for President Clinton in the House in '98.
That's true, and he's a Democrat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go, but I figured I'd let you go.
Don't you think it's strange that the socialist Marxist press is attacking a Democrat, which they never do?
Not unless they're going to use him as a means of getting rid of the Fourth Amendment.
Or as revenge for actually participating in the impeachment process.
That's right, as a revenge act as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and Jeffrey, I meant to tell you, we got the books today, so your books will be going out tomorrow. I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you that while you were on the phone, but we got the books today out of storage. The books were locked up in storage because we hadn't paid the storage fee. And so they put the big padlock on the storage locker, and it wasn't until today that we were able to make a payment to be able to get the books out, to be able to fill the orders of Oklahoma City Day One. That's how important your contributions are. I can't tell you how important they are. So if you have not sent your contribution for July, please send it now. We need it desperately. Send it. Send it, send it, send it. Remember, we're going to take cash or blank money orders and send it to 101.1 FM, or excuse me, HOT, H-O-T-T, and get off the phone, will you? Geez, there's somebody called the answer machine answering, and they're doing their spiel on the answering machine. Send it to HOT, H-O-T-T, 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. We need your donations, and we need them now. HOT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Folks, if you call during the broadcast and you get the answering machine, hang up. Don't leave some big long message. You're not on the air. Nobody's going to hear it, including me. 520-333-4578 is the number, and we're still taking your calls till the end of the hour. Remember, if you call and you get the answering machine because I'm talking here, it's usually because I forgot to turn it off, and after a certain number of rings, you're going to get the answering machine. And if that happens, don't talk during the broadcast on the answering machine, please. 520-333-4578 is the number. We've still got plenty of time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Oh, Bill Cooper.
That's who you called.
Yeah, it is. I was just shocked to get you.
Oh, you called my number and you were shocked to get me?
No, usually it's busy.
Well, but when you get somebody, doesn't it mean that it's not busy?
Yeah, I guess so.
And if you called my number, why would you be shocked to get me?
I just, it surprised me. I mean, it rang one time and there you were.
Yeah, well, that's what happens sometimes.
Listen, I have read the Protocols of Zion. I haven't read them recently, and I don't know where to get my hands on a copy right now.
Get your hand on a copy of my book, Behold the Pale Horse. They're printed in there in their entirety.
Okay, but there's something in there about the way that these people are going to use their women, their wives and their daughters. Do you suppose this Levy girl is part of that?
I have no idea. Who are you talking about?
Who am I talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking about using their wives and their daughters?
Whoever wrote these protocols.
Okay, there you go. The Illuminati wrote the protocols.
Okay. I just wondered if you knew exactly which...
They do. They use their wives, their daughters, they use their sons, they use everything, every means at their disposal. Their goal is to destroy all nation states, all existing religions, including Judaism.
Okay.
And shackle the mob.
Okay, well, that just occurred to me a little while ago.
Well, you're absolutely correct, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, read the protocols of the wise men of Zion, or Sion. and understand that it's a plan. And don't pay any attention to all this other crap that people say, that if you read them, you're anti-Semitic, or you're this, or you're that. The ultimate test of a plan's legitimacy is, was it put into action? And this obviously was. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. Very good show tonight.
Thank you.
Maybe you can answer a question for me, because I'm going to pre-qualify it. I'm not even saying I'm correct. And I admit,
well, I'm not saying that I can answer it either.
Well, if you can't, okay?
Go ahead.
There's no notarized warranty, and I'm going to admit there's some exceptions to what I'm about to say. Our founding fathers sacrificed their lives to give us a republic, a constitutional republic.
That's correct.
And what did we do? We plundered it. So, and
but they warned us that we would probably do it. That we would do it.
And I think Ben Franklin said, we gave you a republic if you can keep it.
That's correct.
And I guess my friend, we were having a conversation about this over dinner, because I used to be very passionate about these issues, and he said to me, Arnold, he says, people are only going to plunder it again. Why waste your breath? Most people don't want to listen, and most people don't care. They're worried about their stocks.
Is he crazy? Did he really ask you that?
Yeah, he did.
Does he want to be a slave? Do you think that he personally wants to be a slave?
No.
Then why would he ask that question? Because that's the obvious answer. I resist it, and I fight it, because I don't want to be a slave. I don't want my children to be slaves. I want them to live in freedom. So why would he make a statement like that unless he's either one of them or he's a fool? And if he's a fool, why are you listening to him?
Well, he made the statement because...
Because you don't know why he made the statement.
No, I do. I asked him.
Does he want to be a slave?
No, I didn't ask about being a slave. You asked why he made the statement. That I don't think he wants to be.
Then why did he make the statement? He either has to be a fool or he's one of them.
No, he feels that it's futile.
Are you kidding me? It's futile to fight against being enslaved? Are you buying that bullshit?
Well, when
you
talk,
are you buying that bullshit? He actually sat there and said he doesn't. You're convinced he doesn't want to be a slave, but he's telling you, why resist when it's futile? We're all going to be slaves anyway. Are you nuts? Are you?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, my signal broke there.
But are you nuts?
I don't know what to say other than maybe he's got a little bit of a point.
You're going to give up and become a slave? You're ready to be a slave with no resistance whatsoever?
Good point, but do you realize how many years you can talk to people and you know what?
Who cares about talking to people? Do you personally want to be a slave?
No.
Are you willing to fight against it?
I'm willing, but you can't fight the war yourself.
Why not? I'm fighting the war all by myself right here on this mountaintop in Arizona, and the feds haven't got the guts to come against me. Now, don't tell me this bullshit, because it's a lie. Don't tell me, I'm just one little person. You can't fight the world by yourself. What did Jesus do?
I really don't know what he did.
You don't know what he did? Get in the Bible. Yeah.
Well,
read what he did. He fought the war by himself.
Well, maybe that's not a bad idea.
How about Napoleon? He was just one little guy. How about Julius Caesar? One little guy. Anybody could have gone up and killed him, but they didn't.
Well, I guess frustrated.
How about Queen Elizabeth? The whole world was against her, including her own people. She had a rival queen that had agents everywhere that wanted to kill her. Did she give up?
I guess not. No, I don't know the answer.
How about George Washington? He was a traitor to his own country. He was a subject of England. He was a traitor, a rebel, a traitor. He committed treason against his country to create this nation. If they had caught him, they would have hung him instantly. Did he give up?
No, he didn't.
Good night, my friend. You got a lot to think about. Don't call this broadcast preaching defeatism, because I'll shove it right up your ass and right down your throat. And that's the truth. If you don't like my language, go somewhere else, because I'm always honest with you. I'm a real person. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not out for ratings. I'm not out to make you happy. I'm not out to please you, and I don't give a damn whether you like me or not. If I have to save this country single-handedly or die in the attempt, you can damn well be sure I will do it. One or the other, with or without your help. So, you better figure out who you are and what you stand for and what you're willing to die for. I'm William Cooper. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm the most dangerous radio host in America, and now you know why. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you.
Just what they say, 'cause for